Welcome to our podcast, To Be a Smash!
A show dedicated to discussing every single episode of MTV's hit TV show, Legally Blonde the Musical, The Search for Elle Woods.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Zoe.
This week, we'll be talking about big, huge hats. This week, we'll be talking about big, huge hats, hideous table settings, and the curse's final victory.
As we take you through episode 7, Triple Threat Test.
Let's do it.
Big, huge hats.
Welcome back.
Great.
To Legally Blonde, the musical, The Search for Elle Woods. Actually, I've never noticed before that they say, previously on Legally Blonde, the musical. Nothing else.
Nothing else?
No. Previously on Legally Blonde, the musical.
No, that's all they say?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah. So.
That's funny. In the previously on, Lauren said, they showed a clip of her saying, we're all fighting for our lives. And I was like, oh man, what's this going to be? They were kind of fighting for their lives this week.
This week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Well, Lauren felt like she was going to die.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, basically, like, they were fighting for their lives. Autumn was safe. Makeovers happened, unfortunately. And Natalie, lights out on Natalie.
Lights out on Natalie. And then we get the intro. And I have two things I want to talk about
okay.
for the intro. First of all, I miss Cassio.
So Jackie-o. The fuck do I. I miss Jackie.
I love her. And I miss her.
I miss her
And
a
I'm
lot.
Excited to see her next week.
Oh my god, yeah, they come back to do Woods
LL. Yes.
Yeah.
Second of all, this song is crazy.
Ooh.
Drama queen.
Yeah. So get your ass through my door.
Drama queen.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's really, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is. Ooh.
Like, it just, it's so funny. It comes out of nowhere. It's not the vibe at all.
It's completely different. So we start our day off in the Empire Hotel.
It's something very funny.
So it's Autumn and Lauren, uh-huh. and they're like, cheers to being on the list.
Yeah, cheers to being on the list. It feels good. Happy to be here. That is the most insensitive thing anyone could,
anyone
ever,
could
do.
Ever do. Cheers.
Autumn
what? Is... The
you did was so insensitive.
Ever.
Yes.
I love her. She was really proving herself as Ivy
yeah.
this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I fucking love
if
her.
If you don't believe us now,
like, I don't know
I
what
don't
to
know
tell
what
you.
To tell you.
Because she was Ivy-ing the yeah. shit out of this week.
And next week is not really Ivy-ing, so.
Oh, no. But also, like, yeah, it is. She doesn't. Okay. They're basically like, I think Bailey and Natalie are going to come back. Yeah, well, that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah. I get why
yeah,
they would
you
be
would
thinking
maybe
that.
Think that. And they were both like, yeah, I think Rihanna's got to go home.
Yeah.
You would think, but no.
No, Rihanna walks through the door with
and
Bailey.
They are gagged.
They're so gagged. They are so gagged. It was so awkward. They were shocked.
You would not. You would be like, well, Rihanna sounded bad this week,
yeah.
so I think she'll probably go home. No, and Autumn is furious.
Yeah.
And it makes sense.
They're kind of all furious, all four of them.
Yeah.
This is when we get into the ranting section.
Yeah.
Autumn goes on a rant about Bailey. Because Bailey goes on a rant about the casting office.
Yeah.
Which leads Rihanna to go on a rant about Autumn and Lauren based on the casting office and the way they're acting.
Yeah, yeah,
which
yeah.
makes Lauren go on a rant about Rihanna.
Yeah. They are having... Yeah,
it's
it is
crazy.
The ranting section. Yeah. Autumn is like, you're fucking 19!
Yeah.
Like, she's so mad.
She's so upset.
She's like, Natalie and Emma should be here. They are bringing up people from weeks ago.
I know.
This episode.
It's true. I mean, I love that they're still not over Emma. Guys, she had bronchitis.
She couldn't continue in the competition. She had
like,
to
she
home.
Basically self-limbed. Like,
I know. Autumn is, this week is like really all about autumn, in my opinion.
Well, it's the autumn show, apparently.
It's the autumn show. So, and like, I don't know if you've heard. But she says, I am done guessing. It is all about me.
Yeah.
It is the autumn show. Good.
Good.
Good, girl. Go
Love
crazy.
The autumn show.
I want more of it. Like, I wish there was just like one more episode of Autumn deciding that she really is the only one that matters.
Yeah.
Before she gets absolutely pummeled.
I know.
Yeah. Then they get a call sheet.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember exactly what... Rihanna's rant was so weird. Because Rihanna was talking about how Autumn and Lauren... She yeah. can't even be in the same room with them because they got a second chance.
And Natalie didn't. Like, she's mad for Natalie. She's just trying to place this anger
yeah.
she feels on people.
And then, is Lauren ranting about Bailey or Rihanna? I think Rihanna. And I think she's like, Rihanna can't sing
yeah,
or dance.
Yeah, she was like, if you can't sing the show,
yeah.
you have to go
What are you
home.
Doing here?
And I would
and
agree.
Not Natalie could.
Exactly. Yeah.
I see it.
They're maybe all just Rihanna's like, just like, I probably should have gone home. And yeah. now I don't know what to do about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's gaggy. And then halfway through the episode, she clearly had some pep talk with Bailey or something. And she's like, you know what, though? But I have
star the personality.
Quality.
I have the it factor.
I will show you.
Yeah, which I do love.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah,
she, oh, yeah.
Because, like,
have
it's
to.
True.
You have to.
Yeah.
And it's true. Yeah, she's amazing.
She's, yeah, but, ooh.
Oof.
Okay, so they got a call sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to
going
a gym.
To a gym.
That mm. might have been called Miss Jerry's.
Miss J's.
Do not quote me on this.
It's like Miss J.
Yeah.
Miss J Alexander from Top Model.
They're going to Miss J's, and they're wearing comfy clothes and workout shoes.
Yes.
Love this place. I love that they walk in to see Haley. Who says, this is Rusty and Michelle. Now, these two bitches, I am obsessed with.
Yeah, before we talk about them, because I have so much to say about them, I want to mention, first of all, hello, Haley. She was so great this week.
Yeah, she was.
She says, this week we'll be focused on being a triple threat performer. Boom, it cuts to Rihanna.
I know.
Gag. Come on.
They keep doing that. Who's the worst actor? Yeah.
Okay. Rusty and Michelle.
Come forth.
They are dance captains.
Yeah.
In Legally Blonde. And they also helped Haley... Get prepared for her.
Hairspray? Maybe they were in it. They are also great people.
They're great people.
Rusty specifically.
Yes. And Michelle.
I love Michelle. Do not forget Michelle Cottrell.
Michelle Cottrell?
Yeah. That's very...
His name was like Musty...
Musty Pitch.
Rusty Miles, Rusty Myron, something like that.
I don't remember it at all because I was focused on Michelle Cottrell.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. And we're so them.
Yeah, that is true. Are you... I think I'm Rusty and you're Michelle Cottrell.
Well, no.
Think about it.
But also think about the way they were in rehearsal. I don't know. We'll have to see.
We'll see. I don't remember much of how they acted. Just what they were like in essence.
I mean, let's be honest. I'm happy to be either one.
So am I.
So.
I just like, I feel a connection to Rusty.
That's amazing.
That's the funniest name in the world.
Yeah, Rusty. I love him. So our first little challenge is say a monologue and we'll throw you in the air while you do it.
And they all got different lines.
Except Autumn and Lauren got the same one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then the other ones were different.
Yes.
Yeah, because they got the... Whoever said Tangerine was the new pink was seriously disturbed.
Yeah.
And then... Why did Bailey get the one from the courtroom?
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. I thought this was so cute, though.
Yeah, I did
thought
like this.
I this was a great little thing for them to do. And I thought they were clearly in good hands with Rusty and Michelle...
Yeah.
They were clearly so nice to them, and they were having an easy time.
Yeah, it was nice. And they
yeah.
seemed to, like, Rusty seemed to be very good at that lift.
So I would hope so.
I would hope so, but it was, and like, just, it didn't seem hard for them to do.
No.
Which, is nice. And no. We can't say that for the rest of this episode.
No, I thought this was great. I thought this is so cute. And they all
It was a good way. It's a good way to get comfortable. Definitely. Yeah. So I like that.
Yeah.
Then we get pom-poms.
Uh-huh. And we sing.
We sing and we do like herkies.
Yeah.
And that seems hard. It does.
I bet.
Yeah. Rihanna was like, that was really hard.
Yeah.
And apparently Rihanna, no, not Rihanna, Autumn fucking nailed it. This is when Lauren is like, I love Autumn so much.
Yeah.
Which I just love.
Yeah.
She's like, I love her. She's so talented. She's
amazing and she's great. And
she's so nice and I just really like her.
It's really great how hard Autumn has dropped being mommy. She's like, yeah. Actually, no.
It's the Autumn show.
Yeah.
I'm going to be mad at the children.
Yeah.
Fuck them kids.
Can we talk about someone's outfit?
Lawrence?
Yes.
Yeah. Culottes.
Wide
she
legged.
She wears those culottes all the time.
Really?
Yeah, she's always wearing those culottes.
I've never noticed.
I don't know. She's always wearing that outfit.
What?
Mm-hmm. With the culottes and the tube top and the bra.
The tube top over the... It's a tank top.
It's over a tank top? It's of course not a bra. It is. It's 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the pink tube top.
Bless you.
Thank you. And the pink tube top is really, really brought all the way down, accentuating the length of her torso.
It's perf. I think that's beautiful. I just, like, I love this look on her, especially when she puts those heels on to start tap dancing.
Yes. Which, the tapping, they're like, and look to your left. Boom, tap shoes.
Tap shoes, and Autumn's like, oh no.
That would be tough.
Yeah, that would be like, come on.
Yeah.
We have to tap too. Yeah. And like, if you're not, like, clearly Rihanna taps.
Yeah.
And I think Bailey and Lauren at least have a knowledge of tapping.
Yeah, I assume Bailey grew up in dance.
Yeah, she probably taps.
Yeah.
Lauren seems to be okay with it. Autumn's displeased. And this is all fair stuff.
Yeah, this is all making sense.
Yeah, but just like, oh, come on.
I know. If you were come Autumn. Come on, if you're Autumn, you're like, fuck!
I don't know how to tap dance. Oh my god, that's a whole skill I don't
and
have.
And so like, they're starting, I think... Either Rusty or Michelle does the combo, and then they
Michelle,
do the gag of like.
Because she's in the heels.
Yes. They do the gag of like, haha, and do it. And then Autumn's like, okay, but like, we need to.
Wait a second.
And I think Rusty and Michelle were like, okay, we have to like teach them how to tap dance.
Yeah.
I don't think they were expecting
to be to like, this
teach
is how you do
people
a time
how
step.
To tap dance.
That's probably fair. Yeah, they were like, well, so.
Let alone a time step, like, falap.
Yeah, like, they were like, and this is falap.
Yeah.
And this is a shuffle.
Like. It's cray.
Yeah. So, Bailey on Autumn.
Bailey was being cray.
She's being
week.
Cray.
Everyone
she,
was.
Everyone. We were all being cray, and I loved it.
Yeah.
But I think Bailey really was like, okay, what's something Autumn can't do?
Yeah.
That I can do. That I can like be mean to her for.
Yeah.
It's the tap dancing,
the
and
tap
she
dancing.
Really zeroes in on those 10 seconds of tap dancing.
I know.
It's like, if she doesn't do it.
Well, if you can't do
if
them,
you can't do
you're
it.
Gonna have to learn it eventually. And if you
L
can't
taps.
Do L taps, it's part of the show. You
L
just
taps.
Have to do it.
She says Autumn is just not good enough.
Damn.
Damn.
I feel there like there's bigger fish to fry.
Harsh quotes. Harsh.
Oh
quotes
yeah, I got some harsh quotes written down. They and it goes like throughout the episode. They just get harsher
meaner
and harsher
and meaner
and harsher.
And just like more straightforward.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. So unfortunately, this week. There's no standout performer.
No.
So there's no reward to go on, is what that means.
And I, well, because Rusty and Michelle were so impressed with everyone. And they said, and what was so great is they were all so fearless to every challenge. Yeah, because they've been through fucking hell with other challenges.
This
one was
nothing.
This was nothing.
You taught them
this
how to tap
this was pretty
dance.
Normal. Yeah, this was like,
this
you
was
know
normal.
What? Let's sing the song and like do some, not let's bike for 12 hours.
On no food.
On a 16th of a granola bar.
Let's head out to the cobblestone streets of New York.
In the winter.
In these with your bronchitis.
Boots. Yeah, with your bronchitis. Need a cup to spit in? Like, no, they've been
Need
through worse. They've been through
puke
worse.
In Autumn.
Then, so Rusty and Michelle were like, ah, this was great.
Yeah.
So there's no stand-up performer because... They
You're
are all
standout
performers. This is going to come back to bite them.
It is.
They're all going on reward?
Oh.
The curse.
Oh my god.
It's the curse.
It's the curse. They're all going on the reward.
The curse strikes again.
Holy shit.
For a final time for the hardest.
It gets them. Yeah. Again.
And spoiler alert, it's going to eliminate two of them.
Yep. And like, yeah, because, yeah, it never got her.
No.
So, it's time.
It's time.
I can't believe it. So, they're saying, you're all stand-up performers. This week, what we're going to do is what you want. And then they watch it.
Uh-huh.
And then Haley.
Haley killed it for me this week. She's a really strong contender for the hit of the week.
Oh.
Because she said something fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Wow, looks like you guys have a lot to learn based off that tape.
Hey!
Haley Duff. This is Hillary's sister.
Looks like you guys have a lot to learn.
Okay, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And you didn't when you played stupid Amber in stupid Hairspray.
When you were on stupid Broadway.
When you were on stupid Broadway and you were in like 5 fucking scenes or something. Stop getting mean to Haley. Amber is fucking nothing. This is L. And you got months and months to prepare, I bet. I bet Rusty and Michelle were with you for months.
And you're rich.
Also, you're Hillary's sister. I bet they were really nice to you because you got a famous sister and you're nothing.
You were Napoleon Dynamite. I hate that movie.
I like that movie and I hated you in it. If I could fix it, I would take you out of it, Haley.
For real, though, she's great in that movie. She is fun. Oh, she's the hot bitch, brunette cheerleader.
Oh, great.
She's really great. She's like, everyone's giving weird performances, and she really dived in and gave a weird performance.
That's great.
It's great. She's so like mundane.
That's funny.
It's amazing.
She's also really great in Hairspray. We should try and find videos of her in Hairspray.
Yeah, we should.
And see
what
Rusty and Michelle did for her.
Didn't Laura Bell Bundy also play
Amber? Yeah.
Amber?
Yeah.
Did she originate it?
I think so.
On yeah. I don't think Haley originated Amber Von Tussle on Broadway.
No, Laura Bell Bundy did.
Yeah.
Because when you look up Amber, you get Laura Bell Bundy. Not.
Damn.
Yeah, you get her in that huge fucking wig.
Yeah.
You don't in the
That one's cray.
That one's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Haley wore that.
Oh, yeah. The musical is different.
It's different. It's all around
than
different.
Both movies.
Absolutely.
So
they say, go to the Empire Hotel.
For your reward.
There's a surprise.
And they walk in on a table that is
decorated.
Adorned hideously, in my opinion.
The surprise is this hideous table.
This hideous table. It's pink, and it's green, and it's blue, and
flowers.
It's orange, and there's flowers, and there's also white. It's just like, what is this? It's just make it pink and white.
Yeah.
That's so easy.
Then they sit down, and a man comes to serve them. The first food that they have had in weeks. So they're all like, this salad is amazing and the chicken and we even got dessert.
Oh my god, they have it. It's like on Survivor when they go on rewards. They're like, oh my god, this is the best
this
food ever. It's
just
like a PBJ.
Had. Oh, yeah, this is what they are feeling right now. So they get this food for the first time in weeks and they get necklaces. From Tiffany.
Tiffany necklaces.
Lauren's like, you all know what happens when you see that little blue box.
When you see the robin's eggs box.
That's
we all
Tiffany.
Know. That's Tiff's box.
So they all, Tiffany gives them.
Yeah. Tiffany herself.
Tiffany
the
herself. That.
His name was Tiffany.
His name Tiffany.
Was that a man's name ever? Is it like Lindsay?
Probably. I think so, yeah.
Tiffany.
Yeah, I think, yes. Tiffany is a great name.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about it, it's crazy. What the fuck is Tiffany? Like, what a weird...
Tiffany, yeah.
Like, a weird assortment of sounds to
All
be coming
names
out
are
of
like
you.
That. Like, Bridget.
It's true.
Haley. Zoe.
Lauren.
What is Zoe?
What is Patrick?
What is Patrick? Like...
Tiffany. So she gives
Heather Hawk.
Paul. Michelle Cottrell.
Eileen.
Oh, I miss her.
I know. I was really thinking about
Bernie
Eileen
is so
yesterday.
Eileen.
I don't remember why.
It's for the love of the game.
Oh, because I was I was listening to That's Life.
Oh, yeah. And I lean.
And just, I lean.
Just went by. And I love her. I was thinking a lot about her yesterday because she posted that reel.
Megan. Yes, Megan.
Yeah. And then I was like, I love this woman.
Yeah.
I love
this woman. She's a great woman.
I wonder who's going to win those two free tickets that she keeps talking about on her social media.
I hope us.
Bleak. We'll go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Someone should fly us out to San Francisco.
Hey, if anyone's listening, if you live in San Francisco or California or anywhere and you want to fly us out to go see
Megan Hilty in concert.
Megan Hilty in concert. DM us.
Just let us know.
If we'd you be down. Yeah, fly us out. Pay for our tickets. Pay for our tickets too. Both tickets to the concert and the plane.
You want to give us
plane.
A lot of money?
Yeah.
I wonder how much these ones are because
probably expensive.
Hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, we. The other ones were actually quite expensive.
Were
so
hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah.
So.
When we saw her at Einstein's 54 Below Diamond Series.
Her residency, she called it.
Yeah.
It's like 4 days.
Residency.
Oh, she's perf.
Yeah.
Love her. Great. So they get these Tiffany necklaces, the L Tiffany necklaces with the heart.
Yeah.
They're very cute. They all put them on. They're all squealing. They're very excited.
Yeah. It's a cute necklace. I
like it. It's
and
cute.
Then they say Jerry Mitchell gave everyone in the cast opening night that
one
same
of these,
necklace.
Maybe.
Does Andy Carl have one of those? Does Christian Borle have
Borle
one?
Christian Borle has a Tiffany necklace.
Oh, his cunty Tiffany
necklace.
He's
wearing it all the time under his costume. You just can't tell because of the buttons.
Right.
Yeah. They're all wearing them.
Like, I love that.
I love
if
that.
Everyone got it.
That would be great.
Paul Kanan.
Paul Kanan went out and got it himself.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, fuck. Jerry, I didn't know you were going to do that. So then they start having the of a conversation.
So, Bailey, when did you know you wanted to be on Broadway?
And she says, in my kindergarten.
In my kindergarten.
In my kindergarten. And then Rihanna's like, and the first time I heard the drums.
Yeah, in high school.
In
so,
high
like,
school.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, not long ago.
No.
And they're all like, I love Broadway. And then Autumn.
Autumn.
Is.
Cut to her in confessionals.
Crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, it's beautiful, but they have no idea.
They have no idea.
I'm sitting with these teenagers.
They're all under 20.
Ugh.
And they have no idea.
This is so tough.
How hard it is.
This is so tough.
She's so frustrated.
I feel you, girl. I love you, girl.
Like, this is where Autumn should have secured the win.
I know.
Come on.
There's a couple of points in the show where
she should have secured the win.
Secured the win. It really feels like the show is leading up to her win.
It doesn't make any sense why she doesn't win.
I know. No, it doesn't make any sense, actually.
It's frustrating. It's sad.
It is. No, it actually really makes me upset.
It's like, calm the fuck on.
I know.
Autumn deserves to win. She says it herself.
Many times.
Many times. And like, she does. This is where it's like, this Ivy.
Yes, I love so hard. In the confessionals, she's talking about how, like, it's so hard and, like, it seems like not more inspirational, but it's really more emotional.
Yeah.
Cut back to dinner. She's like, well, it's really fucking hard. And actually, it's going to be terrible for you guys. And you're not going to get jobs because I don't have a job. And if I got a job, then you won't know that you will have another job. And all the girls are just like, fuck.
Fuck. But I love it. Like, you would have to.
You would have
after
to.
After being so mad at this whole situation,
yeah.
And then they start doing this,
yeah.
You'd be like, no!
Yeah.
Fuck off. This was really hard, what we just did. And also, it's really hard regularly.
Yeah.
So I can't, like, you'd be so mad.
Yeah.
Like, she says, damn it, I have earned it. And it's true.
It's true.
She has earned it.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating. What if Ivy Lynn went on a reality TV show?
Ooh.
Like one of these.
Would that be funny?
To be fair,
what if
she
Anna
kind of
did
already.
What if that was like a plot in season 3? Anna goes on one.
Ooh.
Yeah, she,
yeah.
Ivy like already.
She already is on one.
That's what Smash is.
Smash is basically, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A competition to, yeah.
Yeah, but what if Anna went on? Or even Karen. Like, Karen's also funny.
Karen is good.
But Karen
good.
Is too big in the world of Smash, I guess. Like, Anna's the perfect choice.
It's true. Yeah. What kind of... What would she...
I mean, like, the one for Chicago is really great. But, like, we keep saying Satine in Moulin Rouge would be a great one. Anna
right,
could so do
she
that.
Could do the
she could do the silks.
She comes down.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. She's been in 50 feet in the air before.
Completely. Yeah.
So. Ooh, the diva. Yeah, no, something like cunty and slay.
Yeah, something cunty slay. But I mean, also what like Venla.
I mean, like
the search for Venla.
Over
Bergman.
The Rainbow Part 2, Dorothy.
Oh.
You know, and like what if she's back. Like the slayed out? She's the AJ Bridell. She's the Claire Hillier.
The Claire Hillier. Have you guys seen Over the Rainbow? BT Dubs?
Either the British one or the Torontonian one.
I highly recommend the Canadian one.
Yeah, the Canadian one's better.
It's better. It's funnier. They're worse. The host is...
The host...
Actually, they're better. They're worse yeah, in they're London. Better. Like, they yeah. are worse at the singing and the acting and the dancing in London.
Yes. They're better in Toronto.
They're better. The Lord is there once or twice.
Yeah. The judges are better,
the
too.
The judges are better. It's all about the judges.
It's all about the judges.
It's all about the judges.
Land one contestant, Miss AJ Frydahl, the queen.
AJ Frydahl.
She's the Ivy of
Over the Rainbow. Yes, yes.
She's amazing.
Yeah, there's three judges. Arlene.
Phillips,
who is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She is a choreographer.
She's like the Lord's assistant.
Yeah, she's like really, really slay.
Thumb Allison.
Crazy Devo face, of music Devo. Theater. And then we have the First Lady of Canadian Music Theater, as they call her, Louise Petra. She's famous.
She's the queen.
For playing Edith Piaf in millions and millions of productions.
So many different productions.
If they have Edith Piaf, she will be playing her.
Yes!
They should do a Smash-like show, but that. Like, Edith Piaf. Not Marilyn. She's kind of the Ivy of that
her.
World.
No, but there's no other option. It's just her, and she's like, it's her like descent into it's the same thing.
Oh, it's the exact same Edith thing, Piaf. But it's Edith Piaf.
Well, it's her and Rita Baga.
Yes!
Oh, get Rita Baga on Smash.
Ooh, she could be on it.
Yeah.
We already have Lavoie
planned. So guys, our plan, we've been really working out multiple different episodes for season 3. One day we'll tell you all about
them.
We have
to like really map them out. Because we've done some good work.
Yes.
Like truly good work.
No, like I want it to be made. I want to watch it.
I know. We're just doing AUs for the Smash.
Yeah.
We're like, what if they did this? Yeah. And what if they did this?
It's great.
It's good.
Okay, enough about Smash.
Fine. Rehearsal.
Let's talk about rehearsal. We're beginning by learning the vocals to What You Want.
Yeah.
It's Seth Rudetsky, who, God, I love how much he's in this show.
Me too. It's great.
Like, he could have so just been there once and never again, but no,
he's
in,
like,
there.
Almost every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have Seth Rudetsky. We have Dennis.
Yeah.
We have Michelle Cottrell. Uh-huh. And we have Rusty.
Rusty.
And
we begin with vocals.
Yes.
Autumn is slaying. The house down.
Yeah, and we've got Seth on the backups.
Yeah, she sounds great.
Yeah.
Lauren is slaying.
Uh-huh. She's culotted up, and she has that one foot on the piano bench.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, Lauren.
And it's not too crazy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
There's some
Sometimes
issues, but
he's
like, she's learning
don't do
it.
That. And yeah. She's like, yeah, I know. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Rihanna had a tougher time.
It's a little high for her.
It's a little... It's a hard, hard song.
Yeah.
Miss What You Want.
It sure is.
And Rihanna's having a tough time.
We did learn, though, last week that an easier song wasn't doing it for her. So, that's fine. Natalie would have killed her.
She would have killed. She would have killed.
She would have won
this challenge. Oh, yeah.
She's the dancer.
Without a doubt.
She would have won this challenge.
Yeah.
So,
do you know who would have won this challenge?
Lena Hall,
that's probably
yeah, because,
who.
This would be, like, fine for her.
Yeah.
Considering she's been in, you know, Cats and all that. So, fuck off. And she taps.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
42nd Street.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Assuming she
oh, yeah.
Dances.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
Wow. What a lady.
I love her.
She's going on a Broadway cruise to Bermuda.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should go on one of those.
That would be crazy.
Like, I feel like it's just like something we can't not do at one point in our lives. Like, if we're like older, like what if in our like 30s we went on a Broadway cruise?
That would be crazy
but good. Come on, it would be so funny. I love those. I love seeing the ads for them in the playbills.
They're hilarious. it seems like the craziest place on earth.
It does. We'd love it.
I just, it would have to be the right, like, if Megan did it.
Which then, she has in the past.
Yeah.
If Megan was going on a Broadway cruise, we usually it's Seth Rudetsky.
Right.
As well.
Yeah. He loves those.
Yeah. We would have to go.
We might have to go.
Yeah. She did one with, like, a crazy group of people. It was, like, that was the one where it was, like, all Tony winners and Tony nominees.
Right.
And she was Drama Desk nominee.
Yes.
And she was also on the cruise.
Yes.
She was like, oh, okay.
But now she got the Tony nominee.
But she has the Tony nom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then...
And Bailey, there was just a... She just did... what did she do? She did something really high, and it was crazy.
Oh, plus a brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth was like, oh my God.
A little high.
But so. I want to talk about Rhiannon's singing.
Okay.
Because Lauren has... Oh, no, it's for Bailey, isn't mm-hmm. it? Lauren has some choice words.
To say about Bailey's singing voice, which
yeah.
I can't imagine having this much of an opinion on Bailey's singing voice. Like, she's just singing.
Yeah. Do you have it written down?
Yeah.
Great.
She says... I do not have any liking towards her singing voice whatsoever, and I feel like if she didn't look the way she did, she would have been cut before Selena.
Ugh.
Damn. The fighting words.
I don't have any liking to her singing voice whatsoever.
She was thinking about Lena Hall.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah.
Who is long gone.
Long
but
gone.
But you would be like, the queen left.
The queen left so early.
Damn. So she is saying if she didn't... Holy fuck, if she didn't look like what she looks like, she would have been sent home second.
Second?
Fuck.
Fuck, and back I don't know Jackie if that's
o.
true.
No, I don't know if that's true. With Jackie O and Lindsay? Come on. Lindsay's whole deal was that she looked perfect.
Yeah, and they were like, get out of here.
Ugh.
That
crazy,
is
crazy, Lauren. I love it.
Lauren was getting... mean. I yes. understand when people say Lauren is the Ivy. Like that,
I understand,
but,
she
doesn't have the background of Ivy because she's 18.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't have the Autumn.
Yeah, she could
connection
have been
to
Ivy at 18.
Yeah. But a very important part of Ivy is that she's been fighting for this for a really long time.
Yes.
And it's catching up with her.
Yes.
So they do all their singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start to do their dancing.
Yeah.
And they're learning it in different sections, and then mm-hmm. they're putting lifts together, and then
love
they're
it.
Putting it all together.
Love
and
it.
Then in walks Nick
the
Kankel.
Crew. Yeah, Nick Kankel.
And the other
and friends.
Nick Kankel and friends.
Yeah.
Come in. And Autumn has the best reaction to this.
Oh.
Ever.
Yes.
She goes, great. They know this show like the back of their hand. I've known it for 10 minutes.
Of course, that's what she's thinking.
That's exact. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd probably think that
just
too.
Great.
Like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna look so stupid.
These people.
Great. These people.
Because for the other girls, it's like, oh my God, these Broadway people.
Yeah.
For Autumn,
like,
it's like, my peers.
She's like, fuck, these people. Okay. Oh God, they know it better than me.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like, these are other people.
These are other people.
And they know it, and I don't.
Yeah.
And that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Great job, Bailey. Great job, Lauren.
Yes.
At dancing.
Yeah. Great job, Autumn, at saying, I really respect Lauren's vocal instrument.
Me too. Me fucking too. I respect the hell out of her vocal instrument, and I love the way she plays it.
Me too.
Legally blonde. Back to the sun.
Back in my own
very small pond.
We watched this a lot of times. Like
smile. Smile.
Blood. Last week was just like
hit after hit.
Hit after hit after hit.
Yeah. More queening from Autumn happens when she says, I wasn't even nervous about the tapping because I know I can't do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Love
I think
that.
That's a great mindset.
And Bailey's like, oh, I heard her say she's just going to fake it. Well, you have to learn it eventually.
It's
oh,
like,
God,
yeah,
it's
but
so
not by
fun
tomorrow.
To speak like Bailey.
I heard she's going to fake. Yeah, yeah, that's very funny of Bailey.
Yeah.
To find something
to be like,
to
I
be
heard
like,
that. And cunt, you won't get away with it.
And
you're
going
to lose. Guess who comes out on top?
Guess who comes out on top, huh? I can't believe it. Yeah, she's basically just like, Autumn can't tap dance, and I can't. So I'm gonna win.
Yeah.
And would you look at that?
So now we're rehearsing.
At whom?
In the loft. And there's a really funny moment where they go, Exhibit A, all of them. Which are, I love. It was so crazy.
Exhibit A, Oh, that's very funny. Yeah, they're very much competing now that they're back rehearsing together.
Oh boy, are they.
Good stuff.
They are like clocked in of like, one of us is going to go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
They feel it every week, but now they're like,
okay.
There's four of us. And I'm going home.
There's four
if
of us.
If I don't stunt out.
And there's one episode
out.
Left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Yeah, because they must know like, oh my God, in a week, we're done.
Yeah, so that means two of us are going to be going home, huh? Like, they must, like, know.
No, I think
unless
they
thought
think
it's a top
finale
three.
Was a top three.
Maybe, yeah.
Because that's typically... They probably thought it's going to be a top three, cut down to a top two, do so much better, top one.
Right. Yeah, instead.
That's typically how...
Yeah, that works.
Is that how it is done? Or do they just chop her?
I think they just chop her.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, because only two of them make it to do, like, those three numbers.
Right.
So...
What three numbers is it?
It's so much better. It's Oh My God, You Guys, yeah. And It's What You Want.
Okay.
So luckily they give them a song they know already.
Yeah.
So Much Better, where they don't have to dance.
Yeah.
And then Oh My God, You Guys is crazy. Yeah. Because they do it with the set.
With the set. Oh, that's cray.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
So fun.
Yeah. Oh, if you were Autumn.
I know.
Oh, but then if you're Autumn.
I know.
Okay, so they're all competing. They're all very mad at each other.
And Rihanna... is like, Lauren is just rehearsing too much. She's
like, why are they nervous?
Why? No. They're nervous. They're stressing me out. This is when we, like, a big portion of the episode is dedicated to Lauren and Autumn versus Bailey and Rhiannon.
Yeah, yeah. They split up into two groups.
Yeah.
Which I love.
And... It gets tough between the two groups.
Yeah, it's basically the dancers versus the non-dancers.
The singers.
Versus the singers, who are like, yeah, I'm going to rehearse this a little more.
Yeah.
Because I'm nervous.
Yeah, I'm going to rehearse this some more. Go learn the song, ladies.
Rihanna, if you could take a vocal lesson.
Yeah, like, it's so...
Like, come on. Yeah. So, yeah, they've rehearsed.
Uh-huh.
And then, Bailey does an ad for the Bully website.
Yeah.
She's like, come bully me.
Come bully me. But she gets a better line than Natalie. Hers is like, if you want to talk to me and all your other favorites from the show. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, you.
You're a fave.
You're a fave.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She's like, if you want to bully Lena
if
Hall.
If you want to bully Lena Hall, go right
if
ahead.
If you want to make Selena change her name, come to this website. Yeah.
And everyone said, okay.
Fuck you. Oh, God. Audition day!
Fuck, this is intense. They're in the dressing room together. Tensely. Well, I love they go in the cabs.
And the cabs are separate.
And separate. And whoa, the back and forth is amazing.
Uh-huh.
Bailey and Rhiannon are like, those girls are just... It's stressful today, and it wasn't us. It's two other people that were stressing us out.
I know! And then they're both like, I am very stressed.
Yeah. I know, they're
Lauren
both
is
not
just like,
talking
there's
about
a lot
the other
to forget.
Two. Yeah, they're not talking about the other two. They're like, this number's big. And they're like, I couldn't even be the same room with them. They were stressing me out.
I couldn't even
out.
Be in the same room as them. Bailey! Bailey is a bitch.
She is a bitch to me.
She is a bitch to me. Okay, it's great also show. Because they're like, there is tension in the house between the girls because Bailey and Rihanna are hating Autumn and Lauren for rehearsing so much. And then... The clip that they show that is Autumn going, can I stand in front of you so I'm not looking at you? And Rihanna's like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, can I just stand so I'm not, I'm going to face this way. I just don't want to. And they like make that seem like a
of course.
Bitch moment.
Of course you would make it seem like a bitch moment.
Yeah, of course you would.
It's amazing.
Oh, it's great. That's so funny.
Ugh.
Yeah. So they get in the cabs, they get to the theater.
And who's there?
Haley.
Haley Duff.
Looking great. Little purple thing?
Yeah. Purple? Yeah, purple dress.
Yeah. Hair curled?
Yep.
And they say, thank you so much, Haley, for our necklaces. I know. As if she had anything.
Well, she did.
To do with... She bought them for
She
them.
Bought them for them.
She said...
That waiter? That was her.
That was very convincing.
I know.
Very convincing. I had no
she's
idea.
She's been on Broadway, so...
So, she's a very good actress.
She's a very good actress.
And she got, like, special stylists in there to yeah. do everything. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's
That
amazing.
Was her?
It was her.
It wasn't Tiffany?
No. Well, it was Tiffany.
It was her as Tiffany.
Exactly.
She was acting.
It was Tiffany.
It was Tiffany, but it was...
But it was Haley.
It was Haley. And they're all like, thank you, Haley.
Yeah. And she's like... Perform, bitches. Die, bitches, die.
Go die, bitches. Rihanna first.
Hey, pretty good vocals to start.
Yeah. She's not doing bad.
No.
And she's a dancer, so she's doing well there.
Yeah.
Then she goes behind the screen, and Heather Hawk decides to be a drunk bitch.
Heather Hawk decides to be the queen of queens.
She goes, oh, tick-tock, because she's changing.
Well, it is really funny that there's 30 seconds of nothing happening.
Of nothing. Weird.
Why didn't the dancers dance?
Like, why weren't they doing something?
Why were they just off to the side?
It was so waiting? Odd.
That's hilarious.
I love the 30 seconds. That would feel crazy.
Yeah. That's a long time.
It is a long time. And it's just like, how would you, I guess they would just tell you. Like you would, like, because if you're doing a quick change.
Yeah.
And people are doing things, you can tell when you're about to go through and go on. Because you're like, ah, they've just done this. And then you go on.
Well, the but song's still playing.
Like, top, oh yeah, it is. But it seems so silent.
Like, I know.
Nothing's happening.
But it's like. Wait.
I think they turn everything off. Like, Seth isn't, I don't think, playing piano. Like, it's silent in there.
Huh.
They're just like, tick-tock, tick-tock.
I thought there was, like, a drum.
Maybe there's maybe a drum in thing some bass. Going. But it would just feel awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it would silence.
And, yeah.
And all the sounds are you changing and breathing. Like, ugh.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, she poofs through that thing. And
then the performance goes a little south.
This, the deterioration of the love section is what it is.
Yeah. Vocally, the stamina is just not there with this one.
No.
And that's okay.
You just can't play this part.
You just have to be eliminated.
You just have got to be eliminated.
It's actually just not okay,
though. It's not okay for what you're supposed to be doing right now.
No.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
She does the hat section. It's all cute. And then she starts to sing.
Yeah.
She can't do it.
No.
She misses, like, a lot of words.
No, she misses a lot
of it. The
last
line she doesn't say.
No, it's tough.
Like, yeah, we should have swapped Natalie out for Rihanna.
Probably. Though I love her so much.
Of course I love her.
And if you do remember, Coco, Fizzy Pop, what is it? Sparkle, Sparkle, Sparkle,
Coco,
Fizzy Pop.
Fizzy Pop
makes me
want to
dance. My favorite.
The best. Yeah. So they love
they
her.
They really got a feeling from her that one time. And from every time, but like that one time, they were like, oh!
I love her.
She's the best.
And yeah.
And it stuck around.
I guess it stuck
and
around.
And she's amazing, but yeah, it's time.
Yeah, it's time for her to go. But
next
yeah,
up is
she love.
Bailey. Well, also, in her critiques, they mention it just felt like there wasn't wind, and she's like, I had wind. It was
just
coming
out
of
me
really
quickly. And so you
Dance.
Didn't have wind.
Okay, so you lost the wind.
So you, okay, same thing then.
You had very little wind.
Same thing then.
Okay.
Okay. So we're saying the same thing?
That's tough.
Great. But I love her. She's very cute.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So cute. Yeah. I just love her. Then Bailey.
Who was being crazy in the beginning for me?
She was doing big stuff.
Yeah.
Which, work, bitch. Then she heads behind that thing to change.
Oh no.
And then... she puts his hat on and she says, ooh, it's big. It's because of Lauren's huge head, huh?
She does not say that.
She says, I look in the hat and
it's
Lauren's.
Lauren's.
So it doesn't fit me.
It's because it's so fucking huge.
Because it's fucking, she's got that huge head. I put the hat on. It's too big. It must be Lauren's.
The size was just too big.
I'm too small and she's huge. Lauren is enormous. Lauren's huge. She's got that big honking head.
She's got a big,
thick, thick skull.
Big hair, too.
So yeah, the idea of them doing this to bully Lauren is funny. They're not, but holy fuck is that funny. No, that's not why, but isn't that a funny joke?
Yes, it's a hilarious joke. Just to further push the thickness of it all.
The thickness of it all. What they're doing is trying to make Bailey.
Yeah, do you think they did this on purpose?
It has to be on purpose.
Yeah, right?
You can't mess that up. The hats say their names.
Yeah.
Like, that's on purpose. They gave her Lauren's hat on purpose so that she would show an ounce of personality.
Yes.
And it worked.
And it worked.
She was fun and cute by the end of it. Yeah, it was really great. Yeah.
She comes out and goes, Warbert, I'm the girl for you. Who's Warbert?
Yeah. Yeah, she does some word messing up, but it's fine. She
great dancing.
Great dancing.
Great energy in the end.
Uh-huh.
So, good job.
Good job.
And they're like, that was the best thing that ever could have happened to you, girl.
Thank you, production.
Yeah.
For giving her Lauren's huge fucking hat.
The alley-oop.
The alley-oop. Yeah, so basically Paul Kanan is like, perfect little Bailey had to be sloppy and it was the best thing that could have happened.
Yeah.
They had to force her to bring any personality to the stage. So.
Damn.
And they did.
Yeah, I guess.
They gave her a big hat.
They gave her an alley-oop.
They gave her an alley-oop. So, I don't know. Seems like Karen to me.
Let's talk about Lauren. Vocals. Wow.
Yeah. That voice would take a lot of air out of you.
Yeah. Did you notice that she did a reach pull? Reach pull.
Yeah, that's the choreo.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Great.
She boom, boom. Won, she won, she won. Yeah, it's nice. They already knew this choreo.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yeah, they already knew the...
Yeah, and the reach pulling. They knew all that.
Yeah. God, Lena Hall would have cunted.
She would have slayed and had breath to spare, so...
Yeah,
Glennie.
That voice has got some breath to it.
She's got some support. Yeah. So, yeah. Lauren, basically, they were like, good job.
Yeah, she hit almost all of the steps.
Yeah.
And when she did, it was like, nice.
Yeah. But they were... Paul Kanan's one note was that when she's going fucking crazy, the end, he was like, you were expecting him to come over to her. And it makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
And yes, she was.
Yeah.
But it's a good note. To be like, don't expect. Stop expecting the next move.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Good job, Lauren.
Yeah, no, they were like giving notes, finally.
Uh-huh.
They haven't been doing that.
No, mostly they've been like, you're thick.
I don't like you,
I think you're you got thickness to you.
Just something about you that we don't like.
You're very pretty, but I hate everything else about
you. But
you
are pretty talentless, huh? So that's going to be an issue.
We're going to send you on the reward. Okay.
Last now step. Autumn.
I love her.
This was kind of funny for me.
Like, I don't care. I love her. Because to me, this was a woman.
Yes.
So
that's a point in her favor.
Yeah, like she was doing everything because she's a grown woman.
Yes.
It worked. Because she was like silly. But like, that's what they were talking about in the casting office too. Like they were like, or no, like Bernie Telsey said it. And he was like, she's acting like a girl, but she has to be a woman or else it's not going to work.
Right.
We're just going to watch this like teenager on stage.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it got better as it went on.
I agree.
She was the only one they showed the tapping for, which was silly.
I know, but if they had to, if it would be absurd if they did that the whole episode and then didn't show her tapping.
That's true.
But she faked the tapping. They didn't say a word about it.
No, because they don't give a shit.
No.
And you can't tell.
No, you can't tell. It doesn't matter.
No.
No, she did a fine job. Heather, bitch, hates her.
It's also not like fucking Laura Bell Bundy is actually really tapping, I don't think. I don't think she's wearing tap shoes.
No, I doubt it.
She's not.
So.
It actually, like, Janis Jones was like, yeah, exactly, just fake it.
Yeah, he was like fake it.
Yeah.
You're not going to actually be tapping.
No, they're not tapping.
No. No, Laura Bell Bundy's not wearing tap shoes that whole number. So.
That would be hilarious if she was.
Heather hates Autumn.
I'm what you... Yeah, Heather was so upset.
Hates her. She was very drunk today.
Yes.
She fucking hates Autumn. What'd she do? Oh, she Autumn did something. She went and behind she, like, the screen ugh.
And she went.
I'm like, what do you mean? Like,
what?
Why? She just did went behind the screen.
But it got really good. She was great at the like the chaos section.
Yeah, it was really. It was funny.
Yeah. No, I thought this was.
This was the most L to me.
Yes. Yeah. And even Autumn was like, I know for a fact. Give me a month and I will nail this.
Yeah. And she would have that time.
She would. Yeah. She would have so much time.
She would have a lot of time to learn it.
And because a fucking Autumn, she would win the show and then be like, all right, I'm going to go to a dance studio and rehearse all of this.
Like before hours and hours and hours.
She would put in so much work before rehearsals even started.
Yeah, of course she would.
Great job, girly.
Great job, girl. I love you.
I do want to mention, too, Heather Hawk looks so good this week.
She does look good.
She looked great in this, like, purple thing. Yeah. Her hair was so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had, like, that sort of, like, drunk, like, glazed over.
It was a drowsiness.
It was very, yeah, very glamorous.
Her speaking voice was so slurred.
The top lip doesn't move with the bottom. So, let's judge. Riri, bad gal Riri. Basically, they're like, she's green. Where have we heard that before?
Shut up.
They said that.
They said she was green?
Yeah.
She is.
She is green. And sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes that's a bad thing. Yeah. And they were saying that. Yeah. They were saying, I like that, but it is not working.
I also want to mention their time with Bailey, and Heather Hawk finally brings in some truth. And she goes, she won't always have her hat falling in her eyes to make us love her.
It's true.
It's true. She'll actually always not have it.
She'll be the only one with that hat, so.
Yeah.
That is true, Heather.
Yeah. Yeah. To make us love her.
To make us love
Damn,
her.
Damn, Heather.
That's what they did. That's what they did. Lauren, they're basically like, well, this girl's 18, so we gotta chop her, huh?
Yeah.
And then Autumn, they don't know if she's a leading lady. She is to me.
She I think she is.
And I'm sure she would nail this if given the chance.
Yeah.
So, great.
So, in the dressing rooms, Autumn is mentioning, she's like, it's the Autumn show. It's the Autumn show now. I gotta have to act it. Okay.
Lauren.
It's the Autumn show.
It's the Autumn show. Lauren is like, I could have died from the nausea.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous.
She's the most nervous she's ever been.
I think they poisoned the competition. Me. Autumn's thinking about Autumn only. Those are the two main things that they're talking about before the glist.
Before the glist. They walk in, which might I mention, God, they all look crazy in these tracksuits together.
It is so funny every time that they stand in a line and are wearing the same thing.
It's too much. It's, now with the blonde.
It's everyone, too much it's now too that they're much. Blonde.
It's too crazy. And these tracksuits were so pink.
So pink.
Like they weren't a light pink.
No, and they had the shorts on underneath them, which I loved.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Hailey Duff is about to drop a bomb.
Yeah.
There are no names on the glist.
No names. Because, if you'll remember, they all won the challenge.
So, they all won the reward.
All going to the bully room.
So, they all have to go to the bully room this
and
week.
And I love so much the dramatics of Hailey turning it. To show you it is indeed a fact. It's a blank sheet of pink paper. There are no names
on the glist this week.
Go to the bully room. She says, I'll be thinking of all of you. Go show them what you got.
They already did. Hailey, were you not here?
No, she wasn't there.
She left the room.
She left the premises, I'm sure. It probably took hours to film, and so she's like, I'm gonna go get food.
Go show them what you got. And they do.
And they get to the casting office, and Bernie Telsey says, girls, none of you have ever performed on Broadway.
And Autumn's like, rub it in. I know. King. Yeah, I know. I've tried.
Basically,
yeah, it's so funny.
Autumn is inconsistent. Bailey is shallow.
Yeah.
Lauren is a teenager. And Rihanna has no breath.
Yeah. So.
That's basically what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They say, and then they start to say good things. And they say, mm-hmm. Autumn, you are captivating when prepared.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Rihanna, you are so watchable.
Mm.
Agreed. Bailey, you are untouchable when you're in the moment.
I don't know if I agree with the untouchable.
But you good could say when really good. Good. Good when good.
Yeah.
Lauren has one of the best voices in the competition.
Well, no. This is what they said.
Agreed.
No. They said, you have arguably shown us that you may have one of the best voices. Like, it was like, it's up for debate.
Oh, not in my opinion.
Not my best voice.
Best voice I've ever heard in my life.
Uses it perfectly.
What if her and Megan Hilty did, like, a duet?
That would be crazy. No. I mean, yeah, she could play, like, Ivy's younger sister.
Absolutely, she could. She's got that crazy voice on her. She's got a crazy voice,
yeah.
I guess that's another Ivy point in her favor, huh?
Absolutely.
Crazy voice.
Crazy, yes. That is, I think, the main...
Yeah. That would make sense.
She is... People think of her as the vocal girl.
Yeah.
I would say Autumn is the vocal girl.
Everyone, she is. And everyone there kind of agrees. Yeah,
but everyone who watches this show online, on TikTok, thinks it's Lauren.
And they also tell us that it's Lauren, like, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So, that does make sense. But she's too young, and so, goodbye.
Yeah, I love that they give compliments, and they're like, and Lauren, good, go home.
And Lauren, it is time for you to go home, lights out on you.
Oh... No. No.
No.
I'm devastated.
Drive.
This is a hard loss. Lights out on the queen.
Just let me be. We'll miss your thickness.
But then, guess what, bitch? Another bitch has got to go. Because Jerry
Mitchell
only wants to see two girls.
So someone else has to go.
And well,
then it's the end.
It's the end of the episode. But I wonder who it might be.
Lauren.
See, if they had gotten rid of Rihanna first, then it would have been like, fuck, who are they going to get rid of?
Because
they could get rid of Lauren. They could get rid of Autumn. They could get rid of Bailey.
Yeah. But
the fact that they got rid of Lauren
is like,
well, I think I know who's next.
I think I know who's up next. I don't think we're going to show Jerry Mitchell Rihanna and be like, do you think it could be her?
Should it be her? No.
She's going to sing so much better for them.
She's going to sing three crazy songs.
Crazy songs.
That are all in Act One. Like, fuck.
And just wait until you hear her sing the titular song.
Like,
come on. Yeah, I know. Lauren, in her exit interview, is like, I've made it farther than I ever expected to, and for the first time in my life, I am proud of myself.
Yeah, her exit interview was one of the craziest ones.
It was crazy, except for Cassie S's.
Yeah, Cassie S's.
She was like, I hate this place.
Yes. I hate this place. I'm so good.
I'm so good. Fuck you guys. Yeah. That was the Hairspray movie.
Yeah. I hate this place. Yeah.
She bonded with Haley over Hairspray.
No.
No, she was like, fuck you, Haley.
I'm in the movie.
I'm in the movie. The movie's better. And I played Brenda.
Brenda.
Just 9 months.
Just 9 months.
That's also who Ally Mazzi played on Broadway.
Wow.
Just 9 months.
Is Ally Mazzi a dancer?
I guess so.
Huh.
I guess she can, like,
I guess
do
so,
that.
Yeah.
As much as Hayley Duff might be a dancer. So
true. True.
Yeah, I'm sure she can dance.
Yeah, it's true. The musical is honestly less dancey.
Yeah, it's like funny. Less crazy dance moves,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
and like
Cooties is in the musical. Yeah, so it's not too hard.
It's true. Yeah, and like
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Brenda, it was her Broadway debut.
Aww,
just 9 months.
That's great.
Great role to debut in.
Yeah.
So I guess she also knows Hayley Duff. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, she certainly knows... What's his face? Matty Fresh.
Oh!
What's his name? Matthew...
I can only think Anderson.
Mr. Shu.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
Matthew...
Morrison!
Thank you!
What the fuck?
Our roommate coming in with alley-oop. Matthew Morrison.
Matthew Morrison.
Speaking of Matthew Morrison, it's time for our...
5, 6, 7, favorite.
Like that segue.
When he played the Grinch,
right.
Unacceptable. There are two unacceptable Grinches. Him true. And the one on TikTok.
Yeah, true. Unacceptable Grinches.
Yeah.
Taraji P. Henson would be the most acceptable.
Best Grinch ever.
Yeah. Also, Angelica Houston.
Uh-huh. Sure.
If they did a Grinch episode of Smash.
Yeah, we were talking about a Christmas episode of Smash.
Yeah, I guess it would be...
And Derek would be Scrooging. If it was Derek, it would be Scrooge. But if it was Grinch, it would be...
Eileen, though...
Jerry.
True. Or, how about this? Either Julia or Ivy.
Ivy could be...
steals Christmas?
The Grinch. She would steal Christmas. Ivy would be the Grinch, yeah. For sure. She'd be ruining everybody's Christmas and stealing Christmas from people, for sure.
Oh, she should get into kleptomania.
I would love that.
That'd be great.
The story that Anna Gasteyer tells with Seth Rudetsky.
So good.
About just stealing.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Winona.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
favorite look, favorite performance, favorite moment, and the hit of the week.
I know my favorite look.
Me too.
Lauren Kulatz?
Yeah, Lauren Kulatz.
Great. Specifically when she's in the heels.
Yes.
Great.
Of course.
Cool.
Great.
Favorite
performance. This one's tough. Okay, so this one might be out of left field.
Okay.
And I'm going to need to know if you will accept it as an answer. But she certainly performed. Heather Hawk.
I thought you were going to say Heather Hawk. Yeah.
Doing the quick change interlude. Was pretty... it was a performance.
She was giving a performance this week. In general, on the judging
so,
panel.
So, there's that.
There's that.
I don't know. No one was really, really hilarious.
No, like, there's no, like, really funny choice this week.
No. I mean, so do you go with, like, a good choice? But, like, no one was, like, really amazing.
No, I know.
So.
They're all standout performers this week. I want to say that.
You want to say all of them?
I'm going to say all of them.
Okay.
Because they were. They even said it.
Okay.
To them.
Then I'm saying Heather Hawk.
Great. Okay.
Great.
Favorite
moment. I think I know mine.
What? Oh.
I think it's just got to be Lauren's hat being too big.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I was also thinking Lauren when she says, I have no liking towards Bailey's voice.
Yeah, that was really great. I love Cheers to being on the list.
Good stuff.
I love, wow, it looks like you've got a lot to learn based off that tape.
Oh, no, I did like Bailey when she went, oh, it's big.
Yeah, no, my favorite moment of this episode is when Lauren's hat is too big for Bailey.
Yeah, me too.
Like, that's...
No, me too, for sure.
So funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's the answer. And then...
The hit,
Lauren.
Of the week. You think?
Well, Autumn did a good job.
Autumn was also great. Haley was also great this week.
Heather Hawk was really good too.
Heather Hawk was good too.
I just want to, you know, give one last thing to Lauren.
We've awarded Lauren a couple times.
I know we have, and she deserves it. She's deserved it every time.
She was really great this week in the confessionals.
Yeah, she was.
So was Autumn, though. And Haley Duff was really funny. And I want to give it to Haley at least once. Have we given it to her yet?
Yeah, we have, I think.
We have?
I think so.
And I think we've given it to Heather Hawk.
We've given it to Heather Hawk, I know that. Yeah. I don't know if we've ever given it to Haley. Haley was good this week, but I don't know. I'm giving it to Heather Hawk.
Oh! I'm gagged!
Yeah.
She was last on my list.
She was so drunk.
Do we have to agree?
No.
No?
Do we?
I think we've been agreeing.
Oh, do we have to agree?
I think we've been making a group consensus.
Okay.
For me, Heather Hawk is out of the running.
Okay, fine. But she was so funny. She was drunk.
She was
so
hilarious.
Drunk and mean. Drunk
but she's
mean.
Been funnier.
It's true.
Lauren, it's to me, it's between Lauren, Autumn, Haley.
Actually, I think it's Autumn.
Autumn?
She was being insane.
She was being insane. Oh, I'm kind of wrapping around to Lauren, though.
I think
Autumn.
Autumn, because, like, the crying and the frustration. She's so mad. The tapping. Yeah. It's all really good stuff.
But think about... I do not have any liking to her singing voice whatsoever.
I know. That's why I chose her in the first place. Because she was being a bitch this week.
Okay, yeah. Autumn.
Autumn.
Right?
It's Autumn.
It's Autumn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she was also being a bitch this week.
So. Yeah.
It's the Autumn show.
It's the Autumn show, apparently.
So we gotta give her the hit.
Great.
Good.
What a strange episode.
Every episode's strange.
It's true. I also love, too, like, as we keep going in the show, I'm remembering less of what happens. Because the first half of the show is so iconic to me. Because I've seen it so many times. Mm-hmm. I've seen the second half less.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
It's exciting every time I remember something that's coming up. Thank you.
Thank you.
For listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. I'll miss you with my whole heart.
She'll be back next week. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Yeah.
Aww. But love you, girl. So sorry for what you had to go through on this show. Sorry to all these girls. I'm sorry to this man.
Sorry to this girl.
Sorry to this woman, mainly. Truly. She went through it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
Thanks for tuning in. I love you, and I hope that your day is really good. Or if you're listening at night, I hope it was really good, and that you get a really good sleep.
And you know what? I just love your hair today.
I hate
your hair and makeup today. And actually, you're a bitch.
I hope your day was shit, and I hope it goes worse than it already is going.
Yeah.
I hope you can't get any sleep. I'm sorry.
Please forgive us.
Actually, will be really nice. I love you. Smash it. Smash the world.
And peace.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, To Be a Smash.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at To Be a Smash Pod, where we post clips, updates, and anything else we might find funny.
You can also use the hashtag To Be a Smash Pod to interact with us. Be sure to come back here every Sunday for a full new episode.
Won't you help us be a smash? Bye!